The Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Beis quotes a machlokas amaroyim as to how many people do you need for the shliach to say b'fanecha. Can you say it in front of two, or does he have to say it dafka in front of three? What's the machlokas? So the Gemara initially wants to explain that the machlokas is based on the old machlokas about the time for b'fanecha. That if you assume that it's like Rabba, l'fishen b'kiyam l'shma, so then two is enough. But if you hold like Rabba, l'fishen edim etzuyim l'kayma, so then you need three, you have to say it in front of a bezdin. That's what the Gemara initially suggests. Then the Gemara rejects that and says that maybe everyone holds that it's Mishum Kiyum and you should need a Bezdin. But the Shaila is whether Eid Nase Dayin. The Shliach is an Eid. So do we say Shliach Nase Eid Ve'Eid Nase Dayin? So two is enough. Two extra people are enough because with the two extra people plus the Shliach you will have a Bezdin. But we say no, that ain't Eid Nase Dayin. The Shliach can't become a Dayin. He's independent. So we need three people besides the Shliach in order to have the best. That's what the Gemara says. And then there's a little bit of a hemshech, but that's the yisod of the Gemara. Last time we quoted a Ritva who explains that what's this all based on? What's the Gemara saying? That two or three is a function of the time. Why should it be a function of the time? So the Ritva suggested that if you hold that the problem is Kiyum, that the Fanet Fanet Neftam is coming for Kiyum, so then you need a Bezdin, you need a Kabbalas Eidus in Bezdin. No Kabbalas Eidus can be without three. The Kabbalas Eidus for Kiyum Shtaros, Dr. Ritva, has to be in front of three as well. So that's what Befana is all about. Befana is about Kiyum, so then you should need a Bezdin. So that's why, according to that day, you need three. Because you need a Bezdin for Kabbalas Eidus of Befana and Befana and Atam, Kabbalas Eidus of Kiyum. We pointed out that the Tosus Rid and Rashi, certainly the Tosus Rid, maybe even Rashi, the diuk we had in Rashi, the Tosus Rid holds that the three that's necessary is not for the Kabbalah Seidus of Kiyum, but for the Etzem Kiyum, for the Maisa Bezdin, for the Psak of Kiyum. Maybe the Kabbalah Seidus of Kiyum actually does not require three. We pointed out some Achlokas HaRishonim in Ksubis, whether the Kabbalah Seidus of Kiyum requires three. The case there in the Gemara where you wouldn't have a Bezdin for the Kabbalah Seidus, and the question is, do you really have it? Eidus Nasadayim Bavasachas, you really do have the Bezdin for Kabbalah Seidus of Kiyum. Maybe you don't have the Kabbalah Seidus, maybe you really don't have a Bezdin there, but it's not a problem. Right? Two people, two of the Dayanim can testify in front of the one person who doesn't know of the Kiyum, and that's sufficient. Maybe you don't need a Bezdin for Kabbalah Seidus at all. So the Tosfos Rid is taking a stand on this. The Tosfos Rid says for the Maisa Bezdin of Kiyum Shtaros you need three, but for the Kabbalah Seidus, maybe it's not necessary to have three. But that's what the Gemara means, that you need three for the Kiyum because the Maisa Bezdin of Kiyum requires three. And these are the two approaches. But it comes down to the same point for our purposes. For our purposes, there's no difference. And that is Kiyum Shtaros requires three, whether for the Kabbalas Eidus, for the Maisa Bezdin, whatever it is, but Kiyum Shtaros requires three. So if B'fanei Tefanei Natam is Mishum Kiyum, then you're going to require three Midin Bezdin. And how about the other Shita? Zakhtar Ritva, if you hold that the town is like Rabba, that b'fanei tefanei nachtam is for lishma, l'fishen b'kiyum v'lishma. So then two is enough. Two is enough. There's no need to have a bezdin. There's no need to have a bezdin. Okay. There's no need to have a bezdin, but why do you need two? Why do you need two? There's a takana b'fanei tefanei nachtam. Shliach comes and brings a gefer. Medina sayam, he has to say b'fanei. B'fanei to whom? He's got to say b'fanei to the isha. So why do you need two? Let the shliach just say b'fanei to the isha. And then she can marry. I'll smach that she knows the get is kosher. Why is it necessary to have two bechla? Why is it necessary to have two bechla? Let the shliach just say b'fanai. Then we know that it's lishma. Right? He says b'fanai, and she trusts him. So therefore, she can marry. So what could be the problem? Zakhtar Ritva, the problem is that if the shliach doesn't say b'fanai in front of two people, we're afraid he's not going to be made the dayak. He's not going to be so careful. He's not going to be so careful to really be on hand for the ksiv and chasima, to see that it's done lishma. You know, he'll be in the area. He'll be in the area in an hour. You know, he's not going to see what he's supposed to see. The question is, what does he really have to see? That's so simple. That's actually a Gemara later on. The Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis at the bottom. It talks about how much does he have to see. Does he have to see the whole ksiv, the whole chasima? Maybe just one line? Maybe even less than that? Some of the Amoraim say, we'll see. It's Hashem. Hopefully we'll have time for that. But the problem is, if he doesn't have to say b'fanei in front of two people, we're afraid that he won't see what he has to see, whatever that is. So we force him to say it in front of two people, because then, Now he's going to be very careful to see exactly what he has to see. That's the purpose of the two. Really, he shouldn't have to say it in front of two. Just say it to the Isha. That's the takana. It's up to Ritva. We want to make sure that he's made the dag, that he's very careful. But that's why we require that he says it in front of two. The shliach should be careful with the edus. Be careful with the edus. So that's why he has to say it in front of two. This is what the Ritva suggests.
What was the Ritva do with the Gemara and Gemara? It seems to imply that when you hold two and three, for both of them, that's going to make the shliach be the guy. So why is he saying one omer for shloshah is something else?
No, even two is going to make him be made a guy. You have to say it at least in front of two. The Gemara is just quoting. The Gemara doesn't want you to think that it's enough to say it in front of two because it's a machlokas amarayim. So it just alludes to the whole machlokas. But the key is that you have to say it at least in front of two, so therefore the shlech is going to be made a guy. Comes the Ritva and says, that's goofa why you have to say it in front of at least two. It's not that memela. Once you have to say it in front of two, for some other reason, the shlech is going to be medakter. No, fakir, that's goofa why you have to say it in front of two. So that he'll be medak daik. But it's that, since you're saying it at least in front of two, he'll be medak daik. If you say it in front of three kolshken, he'll be medak daik. But it could be the reason why the shlech has to say it in front of three, it's not because of medak daik, it's because he needs a bezdin. It could be there's another reason why you need the extra person. You need it. This is how the Ritva learns, according to the Manda Amr Lefishen became a Shema, that the two is necessary because of Medik Daik. Rashi on the Sugya, offers a different pshat. What does Rashi say? Fishen Bekir, Hilkov betrays Sagi, the Lehebu Sadi, the Amr Shliya Befanei Nechta, the Yossi Baal Su Ma'arer, Lo Mashkechina. Says Rashi, why do you need two? You need two because it's nice that the shliach is going to say b'fanenichtam in front of the isha, but does that really solve the problem? Okay, if there are no complaints later on, if there are no problems later on, so then she can marry based on this get. She gets a get from the shliach, and that's sufficient. Shliach gives her the get. Let's say you hold a de mesirakar, so he gives her the get in front of two people. Fine. So it's done. There's a mice in a sinah. The Baal didn't give it to him, but the shliach gave it to him. Good. So if he says b'fanai, then he's neman to say that the Baal sent him, and then he can give it again, and then it's fine. That's all fine and dandy if no one complains, but the Baal's ma'arer, what's going to happen? So if the shliach stays around, if you lock up the shliach, you make him stay around to make sure if the Baal's ma'arer, he can say the fun, so everything's great. But come on, we're going to do that? That's Tosis Kash on Beis and Beis. We're going to lock the two shluchim up? We're not going to lock the two shluchim up, we're not going to lock one shliach up. So what's going to happen? The Baal is going to be Ma'ar, and the Shliach is going to be nowhere to be found. So the woman is going to be up a creek without a paddle. She's not going to be able to marry. Because she can claim from today till tomorrow that the Fana. I mean, she can claim that the Shliach said the Fana. But how do we know that that's true? The Baal claims the Fana. I never made him a Shliach. What's going on over here? So says Rashi, that's why the Manda Amel of Hishem became the Shema. It says that you need to. You don't really need to, according to Rashi, for the actual b'fana. Do you need to that he'll be made the diet? Efshim and Kinzogin, Mori, that Rashi holds. Efshim, it's not clear. Yeshua holds Taka from the end of Rashi, that really Rashi holds that you need it for made the diet too, but Rashi's adding onto it. It's not muchuch to say like that. But to say according to Rashi, made the diet, that he'll be made the diet without the two. The Gemara is just saying on Daf Gimel, that if he has to give it in front of two or three, certainly he's going to be made a dive. But that's not the purpose of the two. The mele is going to be made a dive. That's not the goal. The real goal is to solve a problem in the future, according to Rashi. That if the Baal's ma'arer, and we don't have the shliach to say b'fanai t'fanai n'achtam, the woman has to tell us that there was a b'fanai. We can't trust her. We can't trust. So we need edim. We need these two to serve as edim in the future. But the Baal's ma'arer comes to Bez and says, what's going on? The Bezdin will say, well, is there an Eidus of B'fanai T'fanai N'achtam? So the woman will be able to bring out the Eidim and they'll testify. That's the goal. That's the goal of the Shnayim, according to Rashi. Tractate Pnei Yeshua. Very nice. It's a very admirable goal. But how exactly does this goal work? How does this all work? What's going to happen? The Shlech is going to say, B'fanei Tefanei Naftam, B'fanei Tu Eidim. And now the Baal's Ma'ar later, the two Eidim are going to say, we heard from the Shliach, B'fanei Nichtam, B'fanei Naftam. Were they there at the Ksiva and the Chasima? No. That's the Eidus of the Shliach. Frekta Pei Yeshua, it's Doch Eid Mi Pi'eid. Eid Mi Pi'eid. This is second-hand testimony. Eid Mi Pi'eid. They're testifying through the Shliach that there was a Ksiva and a Chasima. How does that work? We normally say that Amy Piet is possible. Secondhand testimony is possible. So this episode over here, we can rely on Amy Piet. How does this work, Frekta Pnei Yeshua? Rashi is saying that the two, giving it in front of two, saying B'fani in front of two, is to enable the two to testify. But if it's Amy Piet, how is that testimony going to be accepted in Bezgu? What does the Pnei Yeshua answer? The Pnei Yeshua says that it's no different than any of the other halachas that we have over here. We have so many kulas, mishumiguna. A shliach echad is neman. Not only a shliach echad is neman, but who is neman? Even an isha is nemanes. A balas dover is nemanes. Not just stam an isha. Stama was stama karov, even if she's the balas dover herself. Right? The baal can give a get to the woman from the Medina Sayyam. She comes to Bezdin, and she... You know, he says, I don't want you to be divorced till you come to the Bezdin. You say B'fanei, and she says B'fanei, and it's great. It's great? How can she say B'fanei? She's Docha Balas Dover. When do we ever accept the Balas Dover to give testimony? Shemiguna. Shemiguna, Chazal, and Mekel. The Mekel that they required B'fanei in the first place because they were concerned of something, concerned of Lishma, according to the Shita. According to Rashi, they're concerned of a real Shalom Lishma, that maybe it's Huchzuk Ushne Yosef and Shimon, Be'erachas. And there's a different Yosef ben Shimon that the get was written for, it's Shalom Lishma, and this other Yosef ben Shimon picked it up, and now he's going to use it. So there is a concern. There is some kind of a concern. But Mishum Iguna, Chazal HaMekel, that one Shliach is enough. Not only is one Shliach enough, an Isha is enough. Not only is one Shliach an Isha enough, the Balas Dover is enough. Dr. Pei Yeshua, Chazal HaMekel, Mishum Iguna, so they were also Mekel, that Eid Mi Pi'eid works too. And that's why the Mekel over here. It's just a Kula, with all the other Kulas, Mishum Iguna, that we find here in the Sugya of B'fanei. This is the answer. This is the answer that the Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest. That the Rashi is not Shver, that Eid Mi Pi'eid works over here, because it's just another cooler Mefanei Tefanei Nechmo. This is the Pnei Yeshua. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, in his Shiurim, he offers a different answer. He offers a Lamdash answer. It's not just the cooler. But there's a fundamental answer over here. Rav Shmuel says, to answer this Rashi, to explain this Rashi, you first have to back off. Have to back up a little bit. First, you have to understand what the psul of Eid Mi Pi'eid is all about. If we understand what the reason that Eid Mi Pi'eid is possible, then we'll understand why it's not a psul in this case. So if you were to ask me, I'd say that Eid Mi Pi'eid is possible. Why? Because there's a chisaron in the Eidus of the second person. Namely, that Eid Mi Pi'eid is always an Eidus about what they heard, not what they saw. It's not an Eidus about the Maisa, it's about an Eidus that they heard Eidus from someone else. So the Pasha Pshat is to say that Eid Mi Pi'eid is possible because there's a Chisaron in the second Eidus. Maybe the only Eidus that can be acceptable in Bezdin is an Eidus on the Maisa. But an Eidus on an Eidus on someone else's statement, that's not an Eidus on the Maisa. It's indirectly an Eidus on the Maisa, but it's not really an Eidus directly on the Maisa. So maybe the reason that Eid Mi Pi'eid is possible is because there's a chisaron in the second Eidus. The second Eidus is not an Eidus on the Maisa, so that's why it's going to be possible. There's one way to look at the soul of Eid Mi Pi'eid. What's the other way to look at it? That maybe there's no halacha l'mosh mi'sinai that Eidus has to be on the Maisa. That's not the problem. Oh, the problem is not a chisaron in the second Eidus, the problem is a chisaron in the first Eidus. That if the first Eidus can't stand by itself, if the first Eidus for some reason can't stand by itself, so then when the second Eidus made me P Eid, he's really being made me P zero. He's not made me P Eid. Maybe the reason that Eid Mi Pi'eid is possible normally is because Eid Mi Pi'eid normally is Eid Mi P zero, and Eid Mi P zero equals zero. Maybe that's the pshat. It's not that every Eidus has to be Eidus on a Maisa. If there's no Eidus on a Maisa, by definition it's possible. No, maybe an Eidus on an eidus is kosher. Maybe secondhand testimony could be kosher. But the problem is most secondhand testimony is a problem, not in the second aid, it's a problem in the first aid. Because the first aid, in the first eidus, is not really a full eidus. It's not an eidus shenigmara. It's not an eidus that's full, that's strong. So if the first eidus is not strong, then there's something missing in the first eidus. So then aid me p8 is like aid me p0, and aid me p0 equals 0. And maybe that's why it doesn't happen. Two possibilities. Loma aid me p8 possible. Is it a chisaron be'eid hasheni? Rak eidus al hamaisa, a maisa halva, a maisa ritzicha, whatever it is, right? Mikriya eidus. Only eidus on the maisa is called an eidus. So if he's testifying, we pi eid, it's not an eidus on the maisa, it's an eidus on an eidus. Or is the chisara, ve'eid harishon. Lo nigmera eidus arishona. Eid mi p0 equals 0. Okay, these are the two approaches. Yes, Will.
What do we mean when we say lo nigmera?
Maybe the best way to answer it that is to give an example where it is nigma, right? I mean, normally it's not nigma. If an aid testifies outside of Bezdin, is that an aid is gemura? You got to testify in Bezdin. That's the simple shot, right? Normally, the second aid hears from the first aid outside of Bezdin. Aid is outside of Bezdin, that's nothing. It's gornish. And you got to testify in front of Bezdin. You have to have a kabbalas aidus. You have to be a drisha of a hakira, right? So if it's testimony outside of Bezdin, that's a nothing. So aid me p8 is like an aid me p0, because the first aidus is not an aidus nigmar, it's a nothing. It's a nothing. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina between these two approaches is, let's say the first aidus is an aidus shenigmar, right? That's basically Will's point. If the first aidus is an aidus shenigmar, then aid me p8 is not aid me p0, that's aid me p8. Aid me p8 is fine! Right? Testifying with P8 is not a problem according to the second approach. Testifying with P0 is a problem. But if the first eidus is a taka nigmara, so then it will be fine. If you hold to the first approach, so then it probably would not be fine. You would think. At first glance, you would think that would not be fine. Because it's still secondhand testimony. It's not testimony on the mice. So where do you find an example of this? That's the case that I asked you to see, the Gemara in Bava Kamma with the Tosis Rid. Gemara in Bava Kamma, talking about Dina de Garmi, if you do Hezek, Medina de Garmi, you do indirect Hezek. So, Oyechayev, Oyepata, so one of the examples is Sorev Shtaroso Shalchaber. Let's say someone burns the Shtar of his friend. He burns the Shtar. Says Yechayev for that. Did he really do anything? If you ask me, he did something major. Right? Let's say it's a shtar halvo. The shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. And now that the shtar is burnt, he's not going to be able to collect. Right? He's not going to be, the malva is not going to be able to prove that he lent money to the lova. Pretty big hezek. Okay, but that's an indirect hezek. He didn't burn his money. If the lova is honest, he'll pay up the money anyway. He burnt his raya, but he didn't really burn the money. So that's just a garmi. It's just an indirect hezek. Up the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Tzarichesem and Aleph. Omer Rabba, Hasarif Shtaro Shal Chaver Apotter, the Omer Lein Niyora Kaloi Minoch. Rabba says that Sarif Shtaro Shal Chaver was Potter. He's Potter, it's just a grama. It's a grama because he could say, I just burnt your paper. Look, if the paper is worth $1, he has to pay him $1 for the paper. If it's worth $5, he pays him $5, whatever it is. Right? But if the halva is $10,000, the chiddush of Rabba, so he doesn't have to pay him for the halva, because he wasn't mafsid him the whole halva. He was mafsid him the paper. Right? Yorah kaloi minach, I burnt your paper, so he has to pay for the paper, but nothing else. It's a maskef lo Rami bar Chama. Hechi dami. What are we talking about over here? Rami bar Chama asks, what's the case? Ida ika sadi diyadi may have a b'shtara lichtavu leishtara ma'ali. If there are Edom that know what was written in the shtar, not the Edom shebishtar. Right, Reuven and Shimon are signed on the shtar. There are other Edom, there are other people who know what was signed in the shtar. What was written in the shtar, what was signed in the shtar. So let them just write another shtar. Let them just write another shtar. Let them write another shtar. Either like a sadi, anan menoyadinan. And if there are no Edom who know what was written in the shtar, so how do we know? Like it's, right? It's the lova's word. Right? There's a soref and there's a lova. Right? So the lova claims something and the soref can claim, no, there was only a dollar written in the shtar. Like how? What's the havamina that the lova could be mechayiv the soref? What is Rabba's chiddush? Rabba says, soref, shtaros, shachavero, is potter. What's the chiddush? Of course he's potter because who can prove what was written in the shtar? So I'm a rova tehei b'maminu. Rava says, maybe we're talking about a case where the lover trusts the sorif. He trusts the sorif. Right? Different gears in the Rashi, you have to change the gears. Right? The lover trusts the sorif, so it's not a question of determining what was written in the shtar. We know what was written in the shtar. The sorif tells you what was written in the shtar. And the lover trusts it. So comes Rav and says, a chiddush, even if the lover trusts the sorif, nevertheless, he's going to be potter. Technically, he's potter for pay. Potter for pay. What does the Gemara say? If there are Edom who know what's written in the shtar, so let them write a new shtar. Let them write a new shtar. How can they write a new shtar? How can they write a new shtar? How are they going to write a new shtar? They weren't there for the halva, they just know what was written in the halva, what was written in the shtar. So based on what Edus, right? Were they told to write the shtar? Did the lova tell them to write the shtar? If the lova tells them to write the shtar, there's nothing to talk about, but if the lova doesn't tell them to write the shtar, so then what gives them the right to write the shtar? The lova tells them to write the shtar, so that's a new shtar. They're not writing the shtar based on a new tzivui of the lova. They're writing a shtar based on what they see in the shtar itself. Maybe the lova is not mamin. Right? In that stage of the Gemara, we're assuming the lova is not going to be mamin to the sarif. He says, nothing do it. So if the lova doesn't believe the sarif, so what gives the eidim the right to write another shtar? How can they write another shtar? They don't know what happened. So that's the kasha of the Tosfos Rid. It's really the kasha of Tosfos, but the Tosfos Rid expands a lot more. And that's why I asked you to see it. Tosfos Rid is in the packet. You have a packet 25. Please look on with me. The Murdik of Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid in Bava Kama, packet 25 on page 4. It says, "Hey, dummy, idi kasadi diadi ma have a kasid be b'shtara nitzav leishtar ma'alya perish." The einze eid mi pa. Frak the Tosfos Rid. It's doch eid mi pa. This is not eidus on the ma'isa. The kozman shah eidim lamos eidus on the bez din zei kari eid mi pa. That's the answer to Will's question, right? If the eidus wasn't nimser bebezdin, eidus wasn't nimser bebezdin. That's eid mi pa. So how can they be? How can they be neman to write the shtar? How can they write the shtar? Shava b'sheigidu edusim b'fnei edim, b'cholim lachzavem b'bezdin, v'lo nomad b'zeh kevin shigid shuvena chozer u'magid. Any edus that's chutz l'bezdin, you can have a chazara on, they can retract the edus. And as long as they can retract the edus is not an edus gemura. It's not an edus gemura. Right? Ela k'shem magidim b'mokom haroi l'hagid b'bezdin. They have to be Magid and Bezdin, but there is no Haggadah be Bezdin over here. Right? So if the original Eidus is only Chutz to Bezdin, so how can these second Eidim rewrite the Shtar? It's Doch Eid mi P.A. Hilkach Eidim Sheshamu mi P.A. Eidim Sherosh, Hilvamana Ruvin Lashim and Psulin Lahoy, Bim Deshi Cholim Eidim Harishonim Lachzabahem. Zabta Tosis Rid, Aval Acha Shegidu Eidusim be Bezdin, Shenim Yecholim Lachzabahem, Beloy Speaku Bezdin, Ligmar Adin. Ha'edim sheshamu edusim bebezdin yicholim lahoy v'lomar b'fnei bezdin acher. Anu shamanu k'sheidu edim harishonim edusim b'fnei bezdin plon. Bezdin zedonin al piyem. Says the Tosfos Rid, it is true that as long as the first edim are meyed chutz lebezdin, then the second edim can't be meyed. That is eid mi p'eid. Because the first edus is not a complete edus. Since they can still be chozabem, they can still retract, then their first edus is not complete. And if the first edus is not complete, then the second kat can't be meyed based on their edus. But if the first kav went to Bezdin, and their edus was niskabel in Bezdin already, there was a drisha v'chakira of those edim in Bezdin, so then that's an edus shenigmara. If it's an edus shenigmara, then the second edim can testify mipi, the first edim. Second edim can testify mipi, the first edim. Kevan shenigmara edus harishonim v'yigidu b'Bezdin, that's not ed mipi ed, he says. Bezdin can be done al piyim, Bezdin can be done based on the first edus. The first edus is a dava shenigmara. If the first edus is an edus shenigmara, then the second edim can testify based on the edus of the first edim. Hachanami zokta toisis rid. Kishachosmu b'shtak far nigmara edusam ve'inu yicholim lachze bahem. Edim achasum ala shtars k'mishenech k'redusam b'bezdin reish lokish. So once they sign in the shtar, they can't be chosa bahem. V'hilkach yicholim elu sh'roa shtar lohoi b'fnei bezdin shakach ra'inu shtar chosim b'yad ruven sh'ilva l'shimen manen. Once we have edim shabishtar, that's as good as the edus being niskabel in Bezdin. It's as good as the edus is niskabel in Bezdin. And if it's as good as the edus is niskabel in Bezdin, then the second edim are going to be able to say, we saw an edus niskabel in Bezdin. That is not eid mi pi edim. That's eid mi pi edus. Eid mi pi edim means eid mi pi zero. If the first edus was not niskabel in Bezdin, and it's chaser, it's deficient, it's not a full edus, then you can't testify based on the edus. But once the first edus was niskabel in Bezdin, or once the first edus is written into a shtar, which is ke'ilu, it was nechker edus in Bezdin, it's ke'ilu, it was niskabel in Bezdin, so then that first edus is not chaser, it's a completely good edus. So the second edim then will be able to testify mipi the first edim. That's not ed mipi ed. That's not ed mipi zero, that's ed mipi ed. And ed mipi ed is kosher, ed mipi zero is posel. So once the first edus is niskabel, or it's ke'ilu niskabel, so then it's an edus shenigmara. If it's an edus shenigmara, then the second group, the second edim, are able to testify based on the edus shenigmara. This is the yesod of the Tosas Rid, and he shows that's what the Gemara Bava Kama really is saying. That's what the Gemara Bava Kama seems to be saying. So the Kiva Eger in Shuvis echoes a similar sentiment in the other direction. What do I mean? Mishnah Yevamos at the end of Yevamos, Mishnah writes that Eid Mi Pied works by Mises Habal. Eid Mi Pied works by Mises Habal. Mishnah Yevamos and Avkuf Chov Beisam Amid Aleph. Back roads, the last daf. We've had a few Gemaras in the last daf in Yevamos. We should get to the rest of it. Okay. So what does the Mishnah say? A few Mishnah is there on Kuchav Beis Mabay. So the middle Mishnah says that Eid Echad is Nema V'Misa Sabal. That's a Chiddush. Misa Sabal is Docha Dover Sheva Erva. The Chazal Amekel to say that Eid Echad is Nema. Why? How can they do that? If Minat Torah you should need two Eidim, Eid Dover Sheva Erva V'Mishnayim, how can Chazal say one Eid is Nema? So we keep on going back to this. This is other Gemaras. Right? There are principles that Chazal relied on. First of all, Isha Daiko Umensiva. The woman's going to be super careful before she remarries because she knows that if the husband is not dead, she's in big trouble. Right? The kids are going to be mamzerim from both husbands and she's going to lose her ksuba from both husbands. It's just not worth it. What's more, it's a milsa da avida legluye. The fact that the husband is dead, well, we'll find out about that. People find out. Right? The aid comes and says the husband died. So, you know, you can inquire a little bit. You'll find out. It can come out. So because of these two principles, Chazal say, you know what? Mishumiguna, so that the woman won't be stuck and she can't marry, will be Mekel. Because we're not just being Mekel, stam by Dover Sheva, but there's what to rely on, that Mistama, the husband is dead. The stomach, before she marries, she'll determine that the husband really is dead. That's the first yisod of the Mishnah there on Kuf Chavez and Adal. Now the Gemara also adds that not only is Eid Echad kosher, but any Eid Echad, even Isha, and even Eved, and even Shivcha, Chazal Mamesh will make it tremendously over here, according to that day. Right? And what's more, the Mishnah also says, V'huchzuk lios masi and aid mi p'eid. Aid mi p'eid also works, the Mises Abba. That's what the Mishnah says, the end of Yevamos. So comes Reb Kiva Eger, And he says, why is it that Eid Mipied works by Mises Abal? What does that mean? Like, what's it based on? Why are we Mekel of it? So he quotes from the Chalkas Mechokek, Chesmen, that's not Choshen Mishpat. Right? He quotes from the Chalkas Mechokek, who says, you know why Eid Mipied is kosher by Mises Abal? Because you don't need a Bezdin of Shlosha for Eidus of Mises Abal. Meaning, when the one Eid comes, right, so he can just tell the woman. It's not necessary to be made in front of Bezdin. There's no need to have a Kabbalah say this on Mises Abal in front of Bezdin. There's no need for Bezdin Shlosha for Kabbalah say this. Because if there would be a need for Bezdin Shlosha, he says, then Eid Mipied would not be kosher. If there'd be a need for Kabbalah say this Bifnei a Bezdin of Shlosha, how could Eid Mipied be kosher? What? The Eid Echad is going to testify in front of two that there was Mises Abal. And now what? And now what? If we have a problem, so then these two Eidim are going to testify in front of a Bezdin? That the Eid told him that the Baal died? It's Doch Eid Mipied. How's that going to work? It must be that you don't need a Bezdin of Shlosha for Kabbalah Seidus and Mises Abal to begin with. You don't need a Bezdin of Shlosha Bechlal. So the Eid Echad is Neman by himself. There's no need for the two to testify, to tell us what the Eid said. No. There's no need for the Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Shlosha Bechlal. Because if you need a Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Shlosha, so then what's the purpose of testifying in front of two? Right? He says like this, why do we need three for Kabbalah Seidus? Velosagi Bays, why is it not enough that an Eid Echad testifies in front of two? Why do we need three for Kabbalah's Eidos? The Havika Eid Mipi Eid. The reason why normally you need three for Kabbalah's Eidos is not Exeris HaKosav, he says. It's because if you only have two on the Kabbalah's Eidos, so then what are the two going to do? They're going to come to Bezdin and say that she should be Mataz Lashur because they heard an Eidos Mipi Eid. Eid Mipi Eid should be possible. So he says, no, over here, obviously, there's no need to have a Bezdin for three for the Kabbalah Seidus. A Bezdin of two is enough. Why? Because Eid Mipied is kosher by Mises Abal, as the Mishnah told you. If Eid Mipied is kosher, then there's no need to have three for Kabbalah Seidus. The only need for three in Kabbalah Seidus of the Chalkas Mechokek is because Eid Mipied is possible. So if the Eid Echad is going to testify in front of two, that's not going to work because the two can't do anything with what the Eid told them. They can't paskin up that the woman is kosher. They'll come to Bezdin. Bezdin will say, but you're not the person who saw the Mises Abal. It's not going to be enough. But since Eid Mipied is kosher by Mises Abal, Dr. Chalkas Mechogek, you don't need three for the Kabbalah Seidus. It's enough that the Eid testifies in front of two, and then those two can come to Bezdin, and they can testify, Mipi that Eid, that everything is okay. That's what the Chalkas Mechogek says. Dr. Kiveh Eger, I don't understand the Chalkas Mechogek. He says, the Mishnah tells us that Eid Mipied is kosher by Mises Abal. That's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's not kosher. It's not misvar. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. If you tell me that Mises Abal does not require three for Kabbalah Seidus, the fact that Eid Mipied is kosher by Mises Abal is not a chiddush. That's a svar of pshuta. It's a davar kosher. If the fact that Eid Mipied is kosher by Mises Abal is a chiddush, then it must be that really you need three for Kabbalah Seidus. Even by Mises Abal, you must need three for Kabbalah Seidus. And Af al pi kein, Eid Mipied is still kosher. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is despite the fact that it breaks the rule, despite the fact that you need three for Kabbalah Seidus. And if you need three for Kabbalah Seidus, that should tell you that Eid Mipied is going to be possible. But Eid Mipied by Mises Abal is kosher because that's a kula d'rabbanan. But if you tell me that you don't need three for Kabbalah Seidus by Mises Abal, so what's the chiddush that Eid Mipied is kosher? Avada it's kosher. Avada it's kosher, he says. Okay, let's get this on the board. Let's get this. What does the Chalkas Mechokek say? The Chalkas Mechokek What's the machlokas over here? Ha'im tzorich bezdin gimel lekabolas edus v'misas abal. Does the one aide who comes and says the Baal died, does he have to say it in front of three? No. Why not?
Why not? Because
the aide is kosher b'misa sabal. Not always, but b'misa sabal is kosher. So if it's kosher, then obviously you don't need a bezdin of gimel. Why we need a bezdin of gimel? Bezdin shel gimel, right? Bederech klal, right? Sarich bezdin gimel. The Kabbalah's edus. Let's just write kuf bezayin, just like with kivegan, right? So right, the Kabbalah's edus. Mipnei she aid mi pa pasul. Aid mi pa. Let's call that ayin mem ayin. Right. Why do you normally need three for Kabbalah's Eidos? Because aid and pa is possible. So if the aid only testifies, if the aidim or the aid only testify in front of two people, what's that going to do for you? They're not a bezdin, they can't pass it up. They're going to have to go to someone else, but their Eidos is going to be possible. But if aid and pa is kosher by Misa Sabal, then there's no need, Zabta Chagas Mechokeg, for bezdin and Shlosha. Have the aid testify in front of two, and then the two can run off and tell the bezdin. Dr. Kiva Eger, name. Kiva Eger says, you need a Bezdin of Shlosha. You need a Bezdin of Shlosha for Kabbalah say this by Misa Sapa. Why? This is for Lama. What's the proof? It's not Lama. It's Maharaya. He's not explaining Lama. He's saying, what's the raya that you need a bezdin of gimel for Kabbalah Seidus of Misa Sabal? He says, Ilot Sarach Gimel, Ein Chiddush, the aid me pi aid, Kosher of Misa Sabal. If you don't need gimel for Kabbalah Seidus by Misa Sabal, you only need two for Kabbalah Seidus and Misa Sabal. Why does the Mishnah and Yavamas have to tell me that aid mipa is kosher by Misa Sabal? It's poshut. It's poshut. The Mishnah is telling me a chiddush. Afilu isha, afilu shifcha, aid mipa. Of course aid mipa is going to be kosher. If you assume that you don't need gimel for Misa Sabal in the Kabbalah Seidus, aid mipa of course is going to be kosher. So it must be that you need a bezdin of shlosha. And whenever you need a bezin of shlosha, normally aid mi pied is posel. Kamashmul on the Mishnah, a big chiddush. My Misa Sabal, Chazal going to be maker. He says, if you don't need a bezin of gimel for the Kabbalah say this Misa Sabal, aid mi pied avada is kosher. There's no chiddush. It's kosher is svar. What's a svar? What? Because I don't need a bezin of gimel, aid mi pied is kosher is svar. Why? Why? Because if you don't need a bezin for the Kabbalah Seidus, so even though this is an edus of chutz lebezin, help me now. Even though it's an edus of chutz lebezin, it's an edus shenindra, right? And even if it can be chozevo, so what? It doesn't matter. It's an edus shenindra. We treat that as a full edus because he did everything that he has to do. If you don't need a bezin of three to be mekabel this edus, then it turns out that the Eidus is an Eidus Shenigmar even Chutz Bebezdin. This would be the only case of Eidus that's Nigmar even Chutz Bebezdin. That's what that means, right? If you don't need a Bezdin of Shlosha for the Kabbalah's Eidus, that means that if he testifies outside of Bezdin, that's enough. Do we have another situation where one Eid testifies outside of Bezdin and we accept that Eidus? The person doesn't have to come to Bezdin at all for the Eidus? Sorry? Yisurin, exactly. Eidachanam Yisurin, Valdekesh. You have to come to Bezdin? No, Haggadah Chutz to Bezdin is fine. Would you say that Haggadah's Eidus is incomplete outside of Bezdin? No, it's an Eidus Shenigmara outside of Bezdin. If Reuven tells Shimon that the food is kosher, what can Shimon now be made aid me pa to tell Levi that the food is kosher? Of course, like what's the problem? if he can trust Reuven, so he can say, Reuven told me. And that's perfectly acceptable, right? If Reuven is an Ish Neman, and Shimon's an Ish Neman, and Shimon says that Reuven told him, it's perfectly acceptable. And he says, Eid P.A., Duvalt! No, this is an Eidus that's a complete Eidus Chutz Lebezin. So what's the problem? Similarly, If we say that the Eidus of Misa Sabal can take place outside of Bezdin, you don't need a Bezdin of Shoshi, you only need two, you can say it in front of two. So then it turns out that the Eidus of Misa Sabal is an Eidus Gemurah even outside of Bezdin. If it's an Eidus Gemurah even outside of Bezdin, Eid mi pi Eid Avada is kosher. That's Eid mi pi something significant. That's not Eid mi pi zero. And that's going to be kosher, Reb Kivega says. Obviously, you need a Bezdin of Shlosha for Kabbalah say this Misa Sabal, but come the Chachamim and say, Eid mi pi Eid nevertheless is going to be kosher. It's a Chiddush Din. It's a Chiddush Din. Zachdev Shmuel Rezovsky. This is the Yisod of Rashi. Chazal am Misakein, that the Shliach has to say B'fanei T'fanei Nachtam, but Chazal am Mekel, in that Eidus. Right? That a Shliach Echad is enough. Chazal am Machmir, that you need some kind of an Eidus. Stam Safi D'dani, Migma Gemiri, Minator, you really don't need anything, but Chazal am Machmir, they're afraid of Lishma. So they say that you need some kind of an Eidus. But Chazal am Mekel in the Eidus, they say that one Shliach is sufficient. But this Eidus that Chazal instituted, right? This Eidus that Chazal instituted, Chazal say that once the Eid testifies, he's done everything that he has to do. Right? Lishma. Is this an Eidus that requires a Bezdin? No, it doesn't require a Bezdin. If you hold that B'fanei T'fanei Nachtam is necessary with Yishem B'ki and Lishma, so Chazal may have required that the Shliach say something, but that does not require a Bezdin. This is not Kiyum here. This is Lishma. So if there's only an Eidus of Lishma, even though Chazal required some kind of Eidus, but they said that the Eidus can take place outside of Bezdin. Right? They don't require a Bezdin. They're Mekel, to say that and it can take place outside of Bezdin. So that's what Rashi is saying. That it's enough to testify in front of two, it's enough to testify in front of two, not because there's a new Kula, that Eid Mi Pi Eid also works by B'fanei. We're going to add another Kula. No. Because the Eidus of Lishma doesn't have to be an Eidus in front of a Bezdin, Chazal never instituted that according to Rabbah. It turns out that the din of Eid Mi Pi Eid doesn't apply here Bechlal. Because the Eidus of the Shliach is an Eidus Gemura outside of Bezdin. So if it's an Eidus Gemura, he has to tell it to two people, and then two people are allowed to be made in Mipiv. Before Bezdin, they're allowed to say that they heard the Shliach say B'fanei T'fanei Nachtam. It's not that that the psul of Eid Mi Pi Eid should apply over here, but there's a kula. No, because this is only an Eidus of Lishma, it's not an Eidus of Kiyum, so it doesn't require Bezdin Metchila, the din of Eid Mi Pi Eid doesn't apply here Bechlal. So that's why he's able to testify in front of two, and then the two are gonna testify in front of Bezdin. If there's a problem, if the Baal is Ma'ar, if he complains, so then the two can testify in front of Bezdin. It's Eid Mi Pi Eid? No, it's not Eid Mi Pi Eid. Eid Mi Pi Eid is Eid Mi Pi Zero. This is Eid Mi Pi and Eidus Shenigmira. It's no different than Eidim testifying on a Shtar. Shtar is super strong. That's an Eidus Shenechkira Bebezdin. This is not an Eidus Shenechkira Bebezdin, but this is Ki'ilu Nechkira Bebezdin. It's just like Isurim. It's an Eidus that's perfectly acceptable outside of Bezdin. So it's an Eidus that's perfectly acceptable outside of Bezdin, then the two Eidim are able to be made. Mikoach, Mipiv, the Shliach Echad, and that's not Eid Mi Pi Eid. This is another answer to the Pesach Kasha. Noah.
So we've heard that Tosafot's concern is that outside of Bezdin, you're going to be kosher.
Right. No, but that's not a Siba, that's a Sib. It's not that any Eidus that you can be chosebo, that the psul of Eid Mi Pi Eid applies to. It's that if you can be chosebo, that shows you it's not an Eidus Gemura. But if I can give you an example of an Eidus Gemura that can be said outside of Bezdin, even if you can be chosebo, so what? It doesn't matter. It's not a Siba. If that's the problem, then clearly it wouldn't apply in our case. But if it's just a similar dova that the Eidus is not Gemura, so then if the Eidus doesn't need a Bezdin, right, if you don't need a Bezdin for the Eidus, so then it's an Eidus Gemur even outside of Bezdin. The Psul of MEPH shouldn't apply.
But shouldn't that be a Chisar on the Eidus anytime it's outside of Bezdin? Because even when I'm testifying, even if I'm saying that this meat is kosher, I can always go back and say, no, the meat's actually not kosher. Meaning I can always be a chozer on it, though.
Okay, but as long as you're not chozer, we can accept your words.
Don't we
have a right to accept it? Isn't that the whole Yisab, that Eid Achad is now Bezdin? It could be chozer, though. Right? But the reality is we accept what you said. Right? As long as you say that it's kosher, we can rely on you to say that it's kosher. If you're chozer b'cha, right? So mikanu lahaba, we can't accept what you said previously. But that's the din. The din is that since you don't need a bezdin for your kabbalah seidus in isurim, so then the eidus is perfectly acceptable. Chutz lebezdin. So it's an eidus gemura. Chutz lebezdin. But fanayut fanayatam is the same thing, right? If it's not mishum kiyum, if it's mishum lishma, so then it doesn't require a bezdin. So it turns out that even though it's not kimishin nechkar of a bezdin, but it's the same thing as nechkar of a bezdin because it doesn't have a deficiency. The fact that it's outside of bezdin doesn't make it deficient. So as long as it doesn't make it deficient, then the two eidim are going to be able to testify based on the eidus of the shliach. Yehuda.
Is this Rashi in Tosos or Lishi Toso from yesterday?
Explain.
That yesterday we explained that the only thing you need 3-4 is the Maisa base there, not for the Kabbalah Seidus, not for the Kabbalah Seidus.
Okay. No, but this Peyoshua and Rashi are going within the other day, within Lufi Shem B'Kiyum L'Shma. Right? If it's Kiyum Avada, you need Bezdin. Maybe not for the Kabbalah's Eidos, but you need a Bezdin. But within Lishma, then you don't need a Bezdin. You wouldn't need a Bezdin for the Psak, you wouldn't need a Bezdin for the Kabbalah's Eidos either. Okay. So this is the first part of the Gemara. Good. So then the Gemara continues, as we mentioned. Gemara says that the Machlokas, where you have to say Befana in front of two or three, is not a Machlokas about Lishma Kiyum. Everyone holds a Kiyum. Everyone holds of Rav. So what's the machlokas? What's the tam of the mandamah who says two is enough? What's the machlokas? How can that mandamah say two? If you hold its kiyum, so you need three. The Dr. Gemara, no. The machlokas is whether eid nasadai. V'hocha b'shlich nasa eid v'eid nasadai in komifilgi. Mandamah b'fnei shnayim, kasav b'shlich nasa eid v'eid nasadai. Mandamah b'fnei gimel, kasav b'shlich nasa eid v'eid nasadai in... Machlokas whether eid nasadayin. And the Gemara gets involved. The Gemara is troubled. B'drabon and everyone holds that eid nasadayin. The Gemara has a different answer. Is there a gzera to Isha? Is there a gzera because of Isha or not? Fine. How do we understand this middle part of the Gemara? That everyone assumes the fishayin eid between the kind. The fonay is fakir. And the shaila is whether eid nasadayin or not. Shaila is whether eid nasadayin or not. The lashon of the Gemara is a little difficult. What does the Gemara say? B'hacha b'hacha miflagi. B'hacha b'shliach nasa eid v'eid nasa dayin ka miflagi. Man da amr b'fnei shayim kasav ha'shliach nasa eid v'eid nasa dayin. Man da amr b'fnei gimel kasav ha'shliach nasa eid v'eid nasa dayin. There are like extra words over here. Which words aren't necessary? Which words? Shliach nasa eid. There's no machlokas about that, right? The machlokas is about shliach nasa eid ve'eid nasa dayin. Is that really what the machlokas is about? No. Everyone agrees that shliach nasa eid. We know that. The Gemara Kedushin said that, right? The Gemara machlokas amoraim in Kedushin. We pass them like rather shliach nasa eid getting in Kedushin and the Nimamanis, right? As we describe. So there's no machlokas about it. There's no machlokas about this. Why does the Gemara have to mention that? Unnecessary words. What's it doing here? It's a kasha. Right. Oh, okay. It relates to eid nasa, but it's not necessary. Everyone agrees shliach nasa eid. So just say the machlokas is whether eid nasa dayim. Everyone agrees it's mishum kiyum and shliach kami nasa eid, but the shaila is can eid be nasa dayim? That's what it should have said in the Gemara. So why doesn't it say that? Why doesn't it say that? Comes the Ritva. Is the Ritva? He says like this. The Hocha. The Hocha b'shliach nasa'ed v'chulei. Uplukta'hi b'perek ha'ish makadish. V'kaimelan k'man da'amad nasa'ed. The Ritva invokes the Gemara in Kedushin. He says it's a machlokas and we happen to pass k'nat shliach nasa'ed. Good. Since we passed it, so now we can talk about whether Eid Nasadayim. If Ein Shliach Nasadayim, there's nothing to talk about. He can't even become an Eid. So you can't even get to first base. But if Shliach Nasadayim, which happens to be how we paskin in Kiddushin, so Dr. Ritva, now the Gemara has a Shaila whether Eid Nasadayim or not. According to the Beir Pshila and the Gemara Kedushin, that Ein Shliach Nasa Eid Lekalif Luge, the Baldover Ein Nasa Dain. If you hold Ein Shliach Nasa Eid because Shlucha Shalom can also have a Lake Gufe, right? Remember? If you hold Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, the Beir Pshila hold Ein Shliach Nasa Eid because Shlucha Shalom can also have a Lake Gufe. He's like the Baldover. So then it's a Dover Posha that Ein Eid Nasa Dain because the Baldover can't be a Dain. So what's the Gemara saying? With Fida Ritva, what the Gemara is saying is it's almost like Imtim Tzilomar Shliach Nasa Eid. Do we say that Eid Nasa Dain too, or no? Only Shliach Nasa Eid and not Eid Nasa Dain. Meaning the Gemara was sensitive to the machlokas whether Shliach Nasa Eid and the Gemara Kedushin. But the Gemara is saying, since we paskin like Rab, that Shliach Nasa Eid, Imtim Tzilomar Shliach Nasa Eid. So we paskin like Rab, that Shliach Nasa Eid. So now we can have a Shaila. Is it true that Eid Nasa Dayan also? Should we also add on that Eid Nasa Dayan? Or should we say, no, Rav holds Shliach Nasa Eid, but Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. That's how the Ritva understands. But it's Bederachim Tim Tziloma. Right? On that sheet, on the tzad, that Shliach Nasa Eid, then you can have a machlokas whether Eid Nasa Dayan or not. But if you were to hold that Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, if you take the Beir of Shilas Svara, then Avada ain't Eid Nasa Dayan. Avada ain't Eid Nasa Dayan. This is how the Ritva understands the Gemara. Rashi? Yes, question. Sorry.
Chil. If we pass on that Gemara, is it a posture and you don't have to mention it? Because if having holding the shield is even passing like that, there's no legitimate standing on his commitment.
Yeah, but the Gemara is alluding to the fact that it's only if you say Shliach Nasa Eid that you can have the possibility that Eid Nasa Dayan. That's what the Gemara is saying.
But I'm saying, we pass him in Kiddushin, we pass him like Shliach Nasa Eid.
Right.
So how can we legitimate that he's not, that he's going against how we pass him in Gemara, he's holding the Shiloh?
Right. But if you listen to what I'm going to say with Das Rashi, then the question is not going to be a question. Okay, so just a moment, and we'll try to get back to your question in a second. Yes.
Did the Bachelor say that if it just said Eid Nasa Dayan, that you would think they were arguing about Shliach Nasa Eid and not the extra machlokas?
What do you mean by that?
I think if we just said Eid Nasa Dayan, one of them holds yes, one of them holds no, you would think that whole machlokas is because one of them holds Shliach Nasa Eid. I mean, that holds, one of them holds could you Shliach Nasa Eid, one of them holds you don't.
Whether Eid Nasa Dayan or not is a function of whether Shliach Nasa Eid is really two different issues, right? You think it's the same issue? But if we didn't say Shliach Nasa Eid, so you would think that the Manda Amar that Eid Nasa Dayan holds Eid Nasa Dayan because he holds Shliach Nasa Eid also, and if you hold Eid Nasa Dayan, so then that's because Eid Shliach Nasa Eid. That's what you would think.
Math.
Same. And that's why I say Shliach Nasa Eid first. Why would I think that? Why would I think that the two are necessarily related to each other? Why would I think the two are related to each other? I'm not sure. Okay, that's one pshat. Ritva. Comes Rashi. Right, let's look at Rashi. Let's try to figure out whether Rashi agrees with the Ritva or not. What does he say? B'shliach nasa eid b'eid nasa dayan kamer v'li. Klomar. Yam minan. What's Rashi saying? He's saying that just like Shliach Nasa Eid, so too Eid Nasa Dayan. Do we say just like Shliach Nasa Eid, so too Eid Nasa Dayan? Do we say no, despite the fact that Shliach Nasa Eid ain't Eid Nasa Dayan? It's not quite what the Ritva is saying, though. Rashi seems to be saying, it's not that the Shaila of the Gemara is, if you hold Shliach Nasa Eid, then Eid, right? If you hold Shliach Nasa Eid, so then there's a makom for the Shaila, whether Eid Nasa Dayan or not. No. It seems like the Shita, that Eid Nasa Dayan, is related to Shliach Nasa Eif. That one leads to the other. Is that what you meant, Zach? Is that?
I think so.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay, very good. So you jumped to Rashi. Right? So Rashi seems to be saying that one is related to the other. It's not quite what you said, that if it only said Eid Nasadai, if Machlokas were only Eid Nasadai and you don't say Shliach Nasa'ei, then you would think that it's related to each other? No. Rashi says they are related. The Maisa, they are related. It's like what you said with a twist. Rashi says that the Shita that holds Eid Nasadai, that's because Shliach Nasa'ei. Do we say that since Shliach Nasa'ei, therefore Eid Nasadai? What do we say? No. Tosafos HaRosh adds a little bit more to the Rashi. Tosafos HaRosh adds against the Ritva. Tosafos HaRosh says, "Halcha b'shliach nasa'ei ve'ed nasa'dayim pligi perish. Yehechi d'amina d'shliach nasa'ei, I amina nami d'ed nasa'dayim b'horik ha'miflagim." That's Rashi, right? Yehechi, just like we say shliach nasa'ei, so too. Right. Should we say, so too, Eid Nasadayim? Or would we say, no, despite the fact that Shliach Nasa'eid, nevertheless, ain't Eid Nasadayim. Dr. Tosa Rosh, the Lekule Alma Shliach Tahacha Nasa'eid, the Shliach Neman Lamer Fanet of Fanetachtam, the time of the Medek Daya Kidamin and Bresh Pirkin, below Dummy Lepluk to the Parag Base, the Kedushin, the Hain and Shluch of Hain and Eidah. Dr. Tosa Rosh, this Gemara has nothing to do with the Gemara Kedushin. We thought, based on the Ritva, we thought that, no, this Gemara is like an offshoot of the Gemara Kedusha. The Gemara in Gittin understood that there was machlokas with the Shliach Nasa'eid or Ein Shliach Nasa'eid, and the Gemara here is saying, Imtim Tziloma Shliach Nasa'eid. If you assume Shliach Nasa'eid, so then there's a mokum to have a shaila whether Eid Nasa'dayin or Ein Eid Nasa'dayin. But Lamanda Omer Ein Shliach Nasa'eid, forget about it. Lamanda Omer Ein Shliach Nasa'eid, there's no shaila, of course. Of course, ain't Eid Nasadayim. Right? That's what the Ritva says. Comes the Tosafos HaRosh and says, no. Even the Manda Amar and Kedushin who holds ain't Shliach Nasa'eid, here he admits that Shliach Nasa'eid. This Machlokas has nothing to do with Kedushin. No, it's nothing to do with the Machlokas and Kedushin. Everyone holds that Shliach Nasa'eid over here. Everyone holds that Shliach Nasa'eid over here. Why? So he says, because the Chachamim believed the Shliach. The Chachamim gave a nemanis to the Shliach to say b'fanei t'fanei nechta. The Chachamim gave him nemanis, and he is made Medekdayik. So the Chachamim said that he's trusted. That's the goof of the whole takana of this Shliach. The Chachamim said, if you're a Shliach, he brings a get from the Nesayam, a Shliach brings a get from the Nesayam, he's nemanis to b'fanei. The nature of the takana is that the Chachamim say that this Shliach is neman to be an aid to say b'fanei. That's the whole takana. So you can't say Ein Shliach Nasa'eid over here is up the rush. It's ridiculous. The whole takana is that the Shliach is neman to be an aid in B'fanei T'fanei Nechta. Of course Shliach Nasa'eid. Even the Beir Pshila who say normally that Ein Shliach Nasa'eid, meaning, let's say a Shliach, someone becomes a Shliach to do what? Let's say he's a Shliach for Kedushin, to be Mekadosh and Isha. There's no B'fanei T'fanei Nechta over there. Now he's a Shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha. The Baal gave him money. Mekadosh and Isha, the Kesef. There's no Shtar, there's nothing. Right? So there, he can be one of the Edekiyim. If you hold like a Mandam or Shliach Nasa'eid, he can be one of the Edekiyim. If you hold Ein Shliach Nasa'eid, he can't be one of the Edekiyim. That's the Shiloh of the Edekiyim. But Zok the Rosh, here, everyone holds the Shliach Nasa'eid. That's the Takonas Chachamim, that the Shliach is Nemo, to say B'fanei T'fanei Nechta. Right? Since he's made the Gdayek, he is the only one who's going to be made the Gdayek. Because he's the Shliach. So since he's made the Gdayek, Chazal gave him Ne'eman is to say b'fanei. So here, everyone would say Shliach Nasa'eid Zok Tosafos HaRosh. So it's not that the shaila of Eid Nasa'dayin ain't Eid Nasa'dayin. That's only leman da Omar Shliach Nasa'eid in the Gemara Kedushin. No, even the man da Omar there who says ain't Shliach Nasa'eid over here, he would admit that Shliach Nasa'eid. So what's the Gemara saying? Oh, so the Gemara mentions Shliach Nasa'eid because it's important, first of all, to point out that everyone agrees here that Shliach Nasa'eid. But then the Gemara is saying, Ki heichi the Shliach Nasa'eid, just like Shliach Nasa'eid, just like Chazal gave nemonis to the Shliach to say b'fanei t'fanei nechta, should we say that Eid Nasa'dayin as well or not? That's the shaila in the Gemara. That just like Shliach Nasa'eid, dafka over here, everyone agrees that Shliach Nasa'eid, Chazal gave nemanis to the shliach to say the funai. So maybe he should be able to be a dayan as well. Maybe he should be able to be a dayan as well. What does that mean? That means that once Chazal would make him, l'kuli alma, that shliach should be nasa eid over here. Once Chazal are makel that the shliach is neman to say b'fanin d'fanin neftan. So maybe Chazal are makel as well, dafka over here, to say that eid nasa dayan. It's another kula in b'fanai. Maybe even if ain't eid nasa dayan generally, maybe here eid nasa dayan, because that's all part of the kula b'fanin d'fanin neftan. Just like Chazal Amekel, that the Shliach can be Nasa Eid over here, even the Bereb Shila in the Gemara Kedushin, who hold that ain't Shliach Nasa Eid generally, but here Shliach is Nasa Eid. That's part of the Kula of the Fanei Devan Eftam. A Chumer that you need it, but a Kula that the Shliach is Nemon. So maybe just like Chazal Amekel, to say the Shliach is Nemon, to say Befanei, maybe they go even further to say that Eid Nasa Dayan also. Not only is he Nemon, but he can be a Dayan as well. How can that be, Eid Nasa Dayan? No, that's part of the Kulas. Or should we say no? Chazal amekel that the shliach is nema to say b'fanai, but they weren't so mekel azoy vayit. So far, they didn't go. Right? They didn't go so far to be mekel that he can even be a dai. They were mekel that the shliach is nema to say b'fanai, and that's it. That's presumably how Rashi is learning as well, because Rashi says, "Klamar I amina de ki hechi de shliach nasa eid achanami eid nasa dai and kamech lagi." What does one have to do with the other? Because Shliach Nasa Eid, that's why Eid Nasa Dayan. According to the Ritva, it's not because. According to the Ritva, he's saying, Im Timtzi Lomar, if you say Shliach Nasa Eid, so then we have to figure out, is it that Eid Nasa Dayan or not? But it's not that Eid Nasa Dayan is a function of Shliach Nasa Eid. Why are the two related to each other? There's no reason. Shliach Nasa Eid could be what? Could be that even though Shluch HaShalotam Kemosa, but... he's not kagufo lagarmi, right? We said a baldava that has no negia, right? A baldava that has no negia might not be a baldava. So okay, shliach nasa eid, he can be an eid on this case. But despite the fact that he can be an eid, who says that he can be a dayan? Eid nasa dayan, that's a bigger chiddush, right? The fact that an eid on the case could also be a dayan, that's a different shaila. That's a different shaila. So why does Rashi say that one shaila is related to the other? Ki heichi the shliach nasa eid nasa dayan. Chor Rashi is working with the Tosa Rosh. The Kihechi, just like Chazal, are Mekel, that Shliach Nasa Eid. Over here, the Mekel to rely on the Nemonis of the Shliach to let him be an Eid for B'fanei T'vanei Neftam. So too, maybe they went even further. And they said that Eid Nasa Dayan, Dafka over here. Dafka over here, not in general, but Dafka over here. That's how Rashi is learning, like the Rosh. The Ritva says, no. The Shaila of the Gemara is only Lamanda Omar, Shliach Nasa Eid in Kedushin. Manda Amar ain't Shliach Nasa Eid, nothing to talk about. But Manda Amar Shliach Nasa Eid, then there's room for debate. What is that debate? It's not related to Shliach Nasa Eid, but the potential for the machlokas only exists. Manda Amar Shliach Nasa Eid. Yechiel, did this answer the kasha? Does this answer your question? Okay. The Ritva is not finished, though. That's just the beginning of the Ritva. The Ritva is a blistering kasha. Once we understand the basic pshat in the Gemara, so then we have to think about what the Gemara really is saying. Right? According to the Ritva, the Gemara is saying, "Im temtzi lomar, if you hold shliach nasa eid." Now we have to figure out whether eid nasa dayan or ain eid nasa dayan. What does eid nasa dayan mean normally? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has this, the Gemara in Ksubas has this. What does that normally mean? The Shaila, whether Eid Nasa Dayan or Ain Eid Nasa Dayan. When is the Eid becoming a Dayan? What's the normal case, Mori? What's the normal case? First he gives his Eidus, and then what? I'm sorry?
Different times,
right? First he's an Eid. First he plays in scene one, he plays the role of an Eid. Then they pull the curtain down, they fix things around. And then in scene two, he plays the role of the Dayan. That's the normal situation. In fact, the Ritva, that's not what's happening over here. Lamanda Amar, Eid Nasa Dayan, or if you assume over here that Eid Nasa Dayan, you're saying that Eid Nasa Dayan simultaneously. Right? That the Shliach is going to say B'fanei T'vanei Neftam, he's going to be an aid. Right? He's going to be an aid at the same time that he's a Dayan. There is no other scene. This is the whole play. There's only one scene in this play. Act one, scene one, and then it's over. It's a very short play. You're not going to be able to get too much money for this dramatics. Yeah, for this drama. Play, okay, whatever. Right? Scene one. The aide is just testifying. But he's testifying. You must pay the rent. I'll pay. He's the same. He's one person. Right? He's the aide. He's the diner at the same time. He's an aide and a diner at the same time. How can that work? Right? The Gemara says, if you hold Shliach Nasa aid, Zokta Ritva, if you hold Shliach Nasa aid, then we have a further Shaila. Can aid be Nasa Dayan? Aid Nasa Dayan over here. This is not aid Nasa Dayan. This is just crazy. This is just so strange. How can this happen? The aid can be a dayan simultaneously. That's not what it means. It normally means that he can be an aid b'shas kabbalas edus, and then later he'll be a dayan. Right? He can be an aid at one time. He sees the maisa, right? So he can be an aid. He can testify. Let's say he and someone else will testify in front of three dayan. They have a masa umatan. There will be deliberations based on the edus. But it's late in the day, they don't have time to paskin, they're going to have deliberations tomorrow, then two of the dayanim couldn't come to the court case the next day, and he's there, so he's the dayan. So he was an aide the first day, and he'll be a dayan the second day. But to say that he can be a dayan on his own Kabbalah's Eidus, he can makabal his own Eidus, how exactly does that work, Frechter Ritzvah? It's the chapelet, mamash chapelet. Aid the dayan bevasachas, how can that be? How can that be, Frechter Ritzvah? How can that be? What is the Rif answer? What is the Rif answer? The old answer that we've been having? What is the Rif answer? What do you think? What do you think? The Pnei Yeshua's answer and the same answer. The what? One word. It's a special kula. It's just a kula of this situation. The whole thing is an invention of the Chacham. It's a Chumrei d'Rabbanan to require b'fanei in the first place. It's a chumrei d'rabbanan to require b'fanai in the first place. So Chazal HaMeikel that one shliach is enough, that eid mipi eid is enough. That's the Pnei Yeshua, not the Shmuel, right? The Pnei Yeshua says just a kula, right? It's just a kula. This is also a kula. It's also a kula. That eid nasadayin, according to that day, yeah? Right, if you hold that two is enough, that means that eight nasa dine even simultaneously. That's what the reference is. Where is it? Ika lamanda amr dafil lamanda amr de eight hamayiv nasa dayin dafka shalom b'shasei duso b'shasei duso the eight v'dayin nasa ke'echad lo the tirit suri afil lamanda amr ba'al nade eight nasa dayin la'achar duso. They're going to be mekel mula. That's the Ritva's answer. But the Ritva's kasha is only a kasha l'shitos. What's the simple answer to the Ritva's kasha? Menash, what's the simple answer? Rather what? The best answer for what? According to the Tosas and Rashi, the whole kasha of the Ritva never begins. Right? The Ritva l'shitos, who says that according to the Mandami, you need Gimel. That's Gimel for the Kabbalah's Eidus of Kiyum. So he's troubled. How can it be that Eid Nasa Dayan, that on his own Kabbalah's Eidus, he can be a Dayan? How does that make any sense? So he gives an answer. He says a special kula. But according to Rashi and the Tosas Rid, certainly the Tosas Rid, Efsha Rashi, right? If the reason why you need three is not three for the Kabbalah's Eidus, it's three for the Maisa Bezdin of Kiyum, three for the Maisa Bezdin of Kiyum, you don't need three for the Kabbalah's Eidus, really. You don't need three for the Kabbalah's Eidus, and then the whole kasha doesn't begin. The shlich is Nasa Eid, but he doesn't necessarily have to be Nasa Dayan on his own Kabbalah's Eidus. Right? He could give his Eidus in front of two. Right? Give his Eidus in front of two. They're sitting down. He gives his Eidus in front of two. They're the best, and he's the Eid. And then he sits down, and he plays the role of Dayan in the next part of the case. He plays the role of Dayan in paskining up that the Kiyum is Taka Kiyum. So according to the Tosas Rid and Rashi, the Kasha the Ritva never began. Because this isn't Eid V'dayin V'vasachas. He's only an aid, B'shas Kabbalah's Eidus. He's not part of the Bezdin. You only need a Bezdin of two. You know, a Bezdin. It can be Makabal the Eidus in front of two. They just have to hear it from him. Once they're Makabal and Eidus, so then he can sit down and he can be a dying for the Pesach, and that would be fine. Okay, so the whole the kasha of the Ritva, the teretz of the Ritva, is only necessary l'shipasa. According to the Tosafot and Rashi, it's not necessary b'chlam. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll go back to the Ran and Ksuvos that we saw. We'll see that there's another answer to this kasha. Another answer to this kasha. So we'll see the Ran together, and then Mitzvah Hashem will move on to the next part of the Sukkah. I'm going to